Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
Greetings, bastards and wenches, and welcome to Boston Bastard Brigade's Christmas Vacation. I'm King Baby Duck, with me as always.
Dude, I'm just weirded out by the voice, but this is Anvil. Were you Vincent Price?
I'm trying to do the most happiest holiday voice I can think of.
So you think of Vincent Price when you think of Happy Holidays?
I don't know what that voice was, but I'm not going to do it.
It sounded like Vincent Price, didn't it?
I don't know who that is.
Who's that really creepy dude with the little pencil and mustache from like the 1930s? They use him a lot in The Simpsons.
Or old horror movies like House of Wax. The classic one, not the one with Paris Hilton in it.
I thought the one with Paris Hilton.
But anyway, who's the woman that's speaking with us right now, too?
Hey guys, it's Segment. What's up? My name gets worse every time.
But yet, the worse you do it, the sexier you do it. You ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like she compensates for not saying her name properly with a sexier voice. Because like, I don't care what your name is.
Stop! That's not nice.
Anyway, we're starting to get into the festive holiday season. We've been buying presents for one another.
You have?
Yeah.
I don't buy shit.
Oh. And just...
I don't speak your language.
Just to let you know, Senyamon, I'm sorry. I did the research, but I cannot get Amy Lee to come to your house dressing nothing but in Hello Kitty lingerie.
Oh, there goes Christmas.
I tried Haley Williams for you, too, but she's not available.
Dude, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
You don't like Haley Williams?
Nope.
Why?
Because she's like a stuck-up bitch.
I don't know. I've met her and she didn't seem that mean.
You're a mean one, Mr. Haley. Bitch.
Mr. Bitch, really?
Mr. Bitch. There's some questions there. She needs to answer. Okay.
But anyway,
how long that one take us? 2 seconds.
Anyway, besides the whole, instead of the usual holiday or usual bastard thing we do on our show, we figured we'd do more holiday themed stuff.
We do bastard stuff on this show?
It's in the title of our program. Yes.
Who invited this guy?
I'm one of the founders of this program.
Co-founders.
That's why I said one of the founders. That would definitely.
He doesn't know anything about his own show.
Yes, but not all of our stuff has to do with bastards. We try to give back.
So,
he changes it off our charity work. He's like, shut up, we're supposed to be bastards, we can't talk about our charity work.
So we're going to talk about favorite holiday films, share some recipes, some gift ideas, and favorite Christmas songs and specials from years past. Yay! And Frankenstein's here, too.
How nice.
Fuck you, Doc.
Frankenstein's not in a Christmassy mood now, is he?
Stuck back in October.
Yeah. He's mad because the villagers kept giving him earth, wind, and fire for Christmas.
Really? Is that your joke? That is horrible!
And yet you're laughing.
Here, Frankenstein, it's the best of earth, wind, and fire.
I am bad!
Fine, here's earth and wind.
No, I break wind.
Which is why fire bad.
Always a chilly cook-off.
So, let's get into the holiday spirit. Let's talk about Christmas movies. There are so many to choose from, but what is one holiday film that you cannot stop watching during the season? Let's start off with Anvil.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
So, what is it about Nightmare Before Christmas that just says, this is the most happiest holiday movie I can think of?
Have you ever watched the movie?
Yes, I own it.
Then why would you call it a happy movie?
Because it has a happy ending at the end.
Really?
Yes. There's a happy ending at the end. Yes, I really screwed up with that sentence.
When I think of happy endings, I don't think of Nightmare Before Christmas.
I know. You think of Egg Roll.
What?
And there goes a robot chicken reference over his head.
I don't watch Robot Chicken.
You poor depraved soul.
You call me the depraved soul. Well, you're watching Robot Chicken. I'm punching people in the face in a fight gym.
All right, you ready for this one?
Okay.
Well, I don't like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yet you seem to be the type that I know. Would.
Oh my god, she has dyed hair and is an emo kid. She must love Nightmare Before Christmas and like think Sally is like the personification of her soul. And yet, I don't. I don't like it. Sorry.
And here's a little kicker too. She doesn't even like Rocky Horror Picture Show either. Even though she would be the perfect Columbia.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say right now.
But what stands out most for you regarding Nightmare Before Christmas?
I like the movie.
But what is it about it that you like?
It's funny.
Mass hysteria?
It's got howitzer cannons and creepy little doodads. You know, it's not what you would think of when you think of Christmas.
Because half of it's Halloween.
Exactly. When you watch a Christmas movie, it's, I love my family so much. It makes me want to vomit.
That's why my Christmas movie isn't a Christmas movie either.
Okay, Sanyamat, what is your Christmas movie?
My Christmas movie is Kiss Kiss Bang Bang with Robert Downey Jr. and Val Kilmer and some other people. Yes.
Rene Russo?
Sure. You know, it's not exactly a Christmas movie, but there's a Christmas in it, which, you know, kind of counts as a Christmas movie.
Kind of like how Die Hard counts as a Christmas movie.
Yeah, you know. And I watch it during the Christmas season, so to me, it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It's just so great. Everything that's right with Christmas in America, which means, you know, like theft and misery and getting shot.
And losing a finger.
And losing a finger.
And Abraham Lincoln showing up at the end for no apparent reason.
For, like, no reason. It's excellent.
No, I know it's way too early to call this a really awesome Christmas movie, but Harold and Kumar.
Well, yeah, so you got to see that, right?
Yeah, I like that movie. I've become a new Christmas favorite.
Mine has to be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I knew you were going to say that. I saw that movie earlier.
Yep.
I mean, $2 bin.
The Griswolds, instead of going out for vacation, they had the whole entire family over and just all hell breaks loose. And it's one of those films where it's just almost impossible to choose a funny moment. I mean, there's the opening scene where the Griswolds outrun a bunch of rednecks and they get stuck under a big rig.
There's my cat.
Yeah. Yep, there's the cat. There's the sled riding scene where he sprays the stuff on his sled and he just goes headfirst into a Walmart bin. Merry Christmas, the shitter is full. The Cousin Eddie. And of course, one of my personal favorites has to be when Clark Griswold finally gets his Christmas bonus and he just flips his lid, just like this.
Any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me? I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his half happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head.
In the best.
I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far flushing, lowlife, snake licking, dirt eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat ass, bug eyed, stiff legged, spineless, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the title?
It's amazing how he could do that in one take. Mm. You would think he would just run out of, like, oxygen, like, halfway through it.
Wait, he ran out of what?
Oxygen? What's so funny about that?
It's oxygen. The why silent.
Just, I have, really?
I have to tease him. I have
nitpicking
to. Nitpicking. Me and him do it back and forth. We have to.
But it's one of those films where you just watch it over and over again. You catch something new. Like, this past year, I was watching it, and there's that scene where he's trying to relook through all the lights, and he tries to convince his son to look. He goes, oh, look at the time. I gotta brush my teeth, and I gotta feed the hog. And I never caught the feed the hog part before. But it's one of those Christmas movies you can just watch over and over again and still find it as funny as you did before. Those were favorites. What is one god-awful holiday film that you just cannot stand anymore? Sing them up.
A Christmas Story. If I ever see that movie again, I will have to, like, go apeshit and kill everything and everyone ever.
So I take it you won't be turning on TBS anytime on Christmas Day.
No. Sorry, but no. It's not funny. No.
You see, I think it's more funny if your parents grew up during those times.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because I know your parents are a bit younger than our parents.
Whoa. What do you mean by that?
My parents are in their early 40s.
My mom's in her 40s.
My mom is 41, my dad's 43.
My father was 40, well actually no, my father was 38.
Was?
He's dead. Oh. You don't get any older.
What a terrible thing to say.
I'm sorry. It's been a long time. I can joke about it now.
Okay.
I was 13.
Why do you think they even show that film 24 hours straight? I mean, don't you think they would show some other Christmas classic, like It's a Wonderful Life?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, the movie's like annoys the living daylights out of me too. But it's the certain things that still make it funny.
Like the dream sequences, when he's, like, shooting up the bad guys in the backyard.
Yes, and when his poor little brother gets wrapped up and tries to run and falls down a can.
See, I don't think any of it's funny.
But, unfortunately, that movie kept me from getting a BB gun until I, you know, was old enough to go and buy one myself.
Come on, what about the Chinese restaurant scene? Deck the hall with balloons. Roll, 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 roll. You're smiling.
I can't do it. I really can't. It's not a good movie. It's not.
Well, I'll promise you, we will not torture you with that film during the Christmas party.
I think we should.
Thank God.
Whoa, who?
Thank Buddha.
Okay, I'll take it. I got a Buddha statue in my room. It was a gift for good luck.
Is that who you're trying to be?
Yeah. Actually, they used to call me Confuda when my goatee was really long.
Kung Fuda?
Like Buddha and Confucius. Ah, oh. She got it. Confuda.
Oh, I thought you were saying Kung Fu Buddha. Like, whew. Like in Kill Bill, like the Pai Mai, how he has a long beard. Whew. I'm Kung Fuda.
Or if they thought you were half Kung Fu Panda and half Buddha.
I could see that too.
Anyway.
He's so what's on his weight.
So what's your least favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, okay, let me go first. Mm-hmm. The one that I don't know why this film was even made. This film would even make the Pope an atheist. The Christmas Shoes.
What? Did you really just say that?
Yes, it's the film that would make the Pope an atheist. I mean, it's based on the worst Christmas song, one of the worst songs, period, ever made. And we just listened to Patton Oswalt do a great deconstruction of the song. I died for your sins, but those pumps are unforgivable.
Oh If the movie's anything at all like that, I bet it's hilarious.
But
awful.
It is terrible. It's got Rob Lowe in it. As a guy...
Oh, my mom loves that movie. It's on Lifetime.
Which makes it worse. Lifetime. Television for the mentally stupid.
Whoa, I just said my mom loved that movie. You call her mentally stupid.
Yeah.
Well, it's got Rob Lowe as a guy who helps a little boy pay.
I love how he changes off of that comment.
He helps a little boy buy a pair of shoes for his dying mother while trying to find the true meaning of Christmas. So it is just like the bit, but not funny at all. Horribly acted. The plotline is contrived, and the message it tries to convey is lost throughout the stupidity of it. It's like one of those films that you flip to the channel. And if you see it for a millisecond, you feel like just a single brain cell die within you.
Wow. Alright, so let's not watch that one either.
Yep.
Let me see if I can come up with my own.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Do I have to say it?
What?
It's the special slash movie that ruined one of your favorite Christmas songs. It's about... one of your grandparents, and they have a run-in with a specific type of creature that, when you cook, becomes venison.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
Yes.
Grandma got run over by my ex-wife?
It's always the ex-wife with him. Have you ever noticed that?
No. What? I've never been married.
Then why would you say that?
They almost got married. I caught myself before I, went stupid.
Then it's your ex-fiance, not your ex-wife. Just saying. How did she want Grandma?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. It's definitely one of the worst Christmas specials ever made.
Yeah. I don't know.
Come on. Just think of the horrible songs that were in it.
I don't know.
We gonna sue the pants off Santa?
They always put me to sleep. I usually, it's still 10 p.m.
It's just one of the worst... specials ever made.
Alright, let's just move on.
So, during the holiday season, there are usually, like, holiday recipes that people like to cook, and I figured let's each share, like, one of our favorites and just let our viewers give it a try and see what they think of it. The one that I got to choose was from a recipe they found in this book called Reader's Digest of Family Christmas. It was made in 1984, and it's, like, the best Christmas book out there. It's got the recipes, the stories, the, the meaning behind carols. And there's one dessert that I like to make every year, and it's the peanut blossoms. First off, you start out by preheating the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. And then you get your ingredients together. And it's 1 3/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup granulated sugar, 1/2 cup firmly packed light brown sugar, 1/2 cup shortening, 1/2 cup of creamy peanut butter, 1 egg, 2 tablespoons milk, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, and 48 Hershey Kisses. First, you stir the flour, baking soda, and salt in a large mixer bowl. And then after you're done mixing those in, you add the rest of the ingredients in, except for the kisses. You put it on a medium setting on your electric mixer until well combined. Once it's firmly made, you place the dough into the refrigerator for 30 minutes. Once 30 minutes has gone by, you take it out of the fridge, then roll the dough into small amounts, like into 1-inch balls. You place each ball on an ungreased cookie sheet, and you bake them for 12 minutes until they're lightly brown. Then you remove them from the oven, and then immediately place a chocolate kiss in each of the cookies. And then you repeat that with the remaining dough, and it should make you 48 cookies. So that's like a recipe that I do every year that it's not Christmas without.
Right? Are the ones you make for the party?
Maybe. Senyamon.
I know most people make this for Thanksgiving, but I prefer it for Christmas. I have no idea why. It's like a pumpkin-flavored dip that you put cookies into. And it's amazing. You use a can of pumpkin pie filling, Cool Whip, a box of French vanilla pudding mix, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, and then a little bit of cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and cloves that you just mix it in together. Mm-hmm. You mix everything but the Cool Whip all together, then you fold that into the Cool Whip, and then you just chill it in the fridge for like a couple hours, and then you put it into a big bowl, and you just like have, I always use vanilla wafers or ginger snaps, and you just like Ooh. Dip it in that, and it's so good.
I can imagine with the vanilla wafers how good that would be.
Yeah, and like it's really easy because you don't have to cook anything, you just mix it all together and put it in the fridge. It's really simple.
Excellent. That sounds very tasty. Are you going to be making that for the party?
Oh, without a doubt.
Awesome. All right, Anvil, what's your recipe?
I call it poor man's cheesecake.
Poor man's cheesecake. Now, this is also, like, egg-free, so if you're allergic to eggs, you can have this.
But, you know, I'm allergic to eggs, so you know, that's where this kind of came from. And it's, all you need is three ingredients. You get a graham cracker crust, and you mix two softened bricks of, I use Philadelphia cream cheese, it just tastes a little bit better, and a tub and a half of Cool Whip. Blend it together until smooth, put it in, chill overnight, and it's awesome. At least a couple hours, preferably overnight, and you can actually add fruit to it if you'd like. Ooh. I like to add strawberries.
Oh.
And chocolate syrup.
Strawberries.
She's allergic to them.
They're so good, especially with cheesecake.
Well, try, like, you know, strawberries with the Hershey syrup, so then put it across. I've tried it with watermelon. Watermelon is a huge fail.
I can imagine.
Raspberries are good. It's like if you're not cool for strawberries.
Well,
or cherries, the classic.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I'm not classic. I've actually done toasted salted peanuts crushed up. It actually brings a salty bite to it.
I like salty sweet combinations.
Yes.
It's just my sister-in-law is allergic to peanuts, so I haven't been able to do it.
We should put in some of that chocolate that you brought last week.
Oh,
the sea salt one.
Sea salt chocolate? Or salty caramel sauce?
Or saltwater taffy.
Mm.
No.
Pretty much anything sweet. I've tried saltwater
taffy with this. It doesn't work.
It doesn't?
My mother wanted to try it. But I have done caramel sauce on top of the peanuts.
Ooh.
Make salted caramel sauce. It's so good.
So I believe people are now putting in offers for my cheesecake for the Christmas party.
You're about to say the Hello Kitty party?
I was about to say Halloween. Hello Kitty. I was going to say Halloween, not Hello Kitty.
Disappoint Sigmund like that.
Oh. Only kitty I want is on my plate in Chinese food.
What is wrong with you?
Oh my god. It's smiling. Oh.
Wait, I think it twitched. Never mind. Give me a knife.
So now that everyone's nice and hungry.
Yes.
Let's move on.
Actually, I kind of am now.
I know, right?
There are many Christmas specials. Many that get played so many times over and over again. Like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Charlie Brown Christmas, Frosty the Snowman. But there are some Christmas specials that only get aired once or twice in its entire lifespan. And it's sad because they wind up being good. Like, remember the Tiny Toon Adventures Christmas special? Or there was one of the 12 Days of Christmas and it had Phil Hartman in it. And it was really funny. He stares at me silently, refusing to partake in the merriment of Christmas.
Unfortunately, I can't really join, so I can't really say anything on that.
Thank you.
Not really much for the Christmas specials. My Christmas special is the Nutcracker.
Right, so
shut up.
Sounds painful.
So
for you, maybe.
A Christmas special that's heavily underrated and deserves to be seen again by the masses. I remember when I was younger, they used to show it all the time on PBS.
Yeah.
And now they don't anymore.
On what?
Public Broadcasting Station.
I don't know what that is.
It's where you see Sesame Street in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Who?
He's dead to me. There is no more. All right.
So, what a lot of people don't know is the Nutcracker, when it first premiered in the 1800s, it was a massive failure.
Really?
Yeah, critically, people thought the music was great, but the dancing was horrendous.
It probably was.
Maybe they fixed it.
Maybe they didn't know what a pirouette was. Yeah, there you go. I showed a little knowledge right there with pirouette.
Nice one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, every year they still have it in Boston, and, you know, if you're lucky enough to get tickets and everything, that's awesome. I went last year with my mom. It was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah. When I went to the Christmas tree lighting this year at the Boston Common, they had the dancing bear there.
Oh, cool.
And what was it? The Russian soldiers, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, last time I went to see the Nutcracker, I got yelled at.
Why?
Apparently it's frowned upon bringing your own food. Look, I wasn't going to pay the price. I brought my own popcorn and stuff.
You can't bring your own popcorn into the theater. It's so nice.
They were selling popcorn.
But still.
At the Boston Music Theater.
Oh, okay. I went into the Boston to the nice...
When did they ever done the Nutcracker there?
I've seen it like 5 times on school trips, too.
Because it's always the Christmas Carol, which is the most overdone story in Christmas history.
Usually only there for 2 days only.
What?
The Nutcracker.
Oh, okay. But the Christmas Carol...
It's way overdone.
I swear there are 40 productions being currently done in Massachusetts alone of the Christmas Carol.
Probably.
I do like the one that we saw last year in 3D.
That was actually 2 years ago.
It's been that long already?
Yeah. Jim Carrey did a good job with that.
Oh, yeah.
But I still think Michael Caine's my favorite from Muppet Christmas Carol.
You and your Muppets.
I don't like the Muppets.
Really?
Muppets dissed Lady Gaga. And therefore are dead to me.
Oh.
Lady Gaga was going to have a little segment in the new Muppet film, and they cut her.
Because it would have been 3 hours, they said.
Really? If you're going to cut something because your movie's too long, you cut Lady Gaga? Come on.
They also
on.
Cut Katy Perry, too.
I know. Well, Katy Perry, take it or leave it. Whatevs.
Now, who was your favorite Muppet?
Animal, of course.
Thank you! At least I'm not the only one that loved Animal. But have you seen the new movie yet?
I love that new movie.
They sent him to rehab, really?
Anger Management. And Jack Black's there.
Yeah, Anger Management.
They can have Jack Black, but not Lady Gaga. Really?
He was in rehab for Anger Management with Animal. Drum was his keyword.
Dead to me. Dead.
Drum. Well, at least she'll be in the deleted scenes.
I'm not watching it. I'm protesting.
Yeah, she'll go and break into a set and steal the deleted scenes only. I didn't steal nothing worth value. The movie's still there. What'd you get? Deleted scenes.
Okay.
What? Go. We don't want to write a report on this one.
So what's your special that no one pays attention to anymore?
Well, when I was a kid, there was a show that was just so funny. It was called Eek the Cat. And it was about this purple fuzzy cat named Eek. Mm-hmm. And he was in love with this girl, love with this other really big cat named Annabelle. And, like, one of the running gags was, like, he would show a picture to someone, like, isn't Annabelle so beautiful? Yee! She's really fat! Really? But, of course, in order to get to Annabelle, he had to go through Sharky, the shark dog, who would always try to eat him.
Hmm, that's nice.
But in this special... Sharky misses his family, and Eek decides to do what he can to reunite him with the whole clan and Shark Dog Island. So he goes and runs into Elmo, the brown-nosed reindeer, who is on a mission to help Santa Claus, who is played by William Shatner, who has broken his leg, and the other reindeer have gone on strike so he can't deliver presents.
We can't. Deliver the presents.
It's not as bad as it.
Gentlemen, I have broken my leg. I cannot deliver presents. And the reindeer do not want to work. Beam me up, Scotty. I mean, wrong show.
Gee, Santa, do you do yoga? I've never seen you bend your body like that. I used to be Santa, but now my name is Mud, my furry friend. Gee, it's so nice to meet you, Mr. Mud, my furry friend. And then he gets the help from the Sweet Valley twins on how to deliver the presents, and they use a giant rocket.
When this rocket crashes, I will call Rescue 911. Remember when he did that show? Yeah, I used to watch that show every Friday night.
But it was one of those Christmas specials where it didn't have a real, like, meaning to it, with the exception of trying to rekindle the Christmas spirit. Mm-hmm. It was just really funny. It kept to the true... fashion of the cartoon. And I'm actually really sad that this show is not even on DVD, because it was like one of the best cartoons in the 90s.
Now, I'm going to ask you a strange question that gets us a little bit off topic, but about William Shatner again. Do you know what he does or did for work up until last year?
Shit, my dad said. that sitcom that got canceled after a season.
Well, he also managed in baseball. He managed the Baltimore Orioles for a few years.
Really?
No, he didn't.
What?
There's a guy that looks just like him.
I'm so confused.
There can't be two guys that look exactly the same and talk exactly the same.
Maybe he realized he looks like Shatner, and so he started talking like Shatner.
Excuse me, umpire. You have the wrong call. You must reverse before Scotty beams you up.
I bet he didn't say that last part.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. It's like the umpire. Be safe. Safe.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Anvil, please.
I didn't do it.
What is one Christmas special that you wish more people would watch?
Die Hard.
A lot of people watch Die Hard. How about
the original Die Hard?
What about Jingle Bombs, Mine Blew Up, you see? Where are all the virgins that the Bin Laden promised me? Oh, Jeff Dunham's Christmas special?
A lot of people watch that, too. That's why it didn't come to mind.
Oh, okay. That's true.
You do realize I'm not a Christmas person, right?
Kind of, sort of.
I have Bah Humbug tattooed on my back.
I don't believe that.
No. Don't.
What? No. I can't take my shirt off? She wants to see.
Anyway.
What's the whole hand thing, too?
It's just how I talk, damn it.
Really?
You just noticed?
Yeah.
Come on. Get with it.
But come on. What's like one... Okay, what about a Christmas special you just really love watching over and over again? Like with a nephew.
You do realize this is only the second Christmas, so you know.
Okay, well... What's a Christmas special you want to show your nephew, which is age appropriate?
I saved there.
What was that Christmas special where Santa was on steroids and used the bazooka?
That was
the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah,
I'll take that one. That movie made me laugh. Sinbad was in it, right?
Yes,
I'll take that one.
There's a
bomb, and then they actually blow it up. I'll take that.
There is a great deconstruction of that film by the Nostalgia Critic, which I gotta show you.
Alright, thanks for reminding me. I almost forgot about that movie. That movie's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Turbo Man.
That's it!
You gotta get the Turbo Man. You'll be going to get some Turbo Man doll.
The whole thing, he's going for the freaking toy. Gets the, like, outfit, has a working jetpack, is focused on the toy. What?
It's like...
What?
Well, my son likes this toy. I love the jetpack.
So, yeah. Underrated Christmas specials. Good times.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
There's your Christmas special.
You do realize all week long I've been trying to think of stuff, right?
Yes, I do know. I'm fucking with you.
I'm good. I'm all set. No need that.
Okay.
We have plenty of people on the phone for that.
Okay.
So, during the holiday season, some people might have some difficulty trying to figure out some Christmas gifts. Well, us at the Boss of Ash Brigade might have some good ideas for ya. I'm gonna start out, first of all, for the little babies. I like the Count and Crunch Cookie Monster that came out. Like, oh, me love cookie. And you just feel the cookies going, nom 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 nom, me love cookie. And it's just one of those toys that's just really entertaining for the little tykes. And also, the parents won't get tired of it because it's Cookie Monster. Who technically is no longer a Muppet because it's no longer licensed under the Muppet brand.
Yeah.
So it's okay for you to not boycott the Sesame Street characters. For kids, I saw this. I thought of something that this would be something that Bluonic would love. And it's the Nerf End Strike, Long Strike, CS6 Dart Blaster. It's basically a Nerf sniper rifle. And it fires up to 35 feet away. So you can be, shooting someone from your... I wouldn't say rooftop because that would not be really safe, but... Why from your bedroom window.
Why wouldn't that be safe?
So with some sweet mods, you can shoot someone, like, 200 feet away.
Yes!
That's how they invented paintball guns.
Yeah, but with a soft Nerf dart so they won't get hurt.
Who cares? There's nothing funny than watching somebody speeding down a hill on a bike and shooting with a paintball and watch flip off.
I will have you know that I was shot close range
I know.
By Nerf gun.
Nerf darts can hurt, I know.
Were you there at that?
Yes.
That,
yes.
You saw me hit the ground.
Yes.
For 5 minutes, I was on the ground wincing in pain. I still have the scar right here from it.
Yeah, I did that to Blue's nephew. Not with a Nerf dart, though.
With a regular dart.
No, with my foot.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you did that to him.
See,
why'd you stomp him anyway?
No, no, okay, this is what really happened. He was wearing a body-protecting kick pad suit, and I leveled a couple kicks into it. And he kind of didn't realize that it didn't stop all the force of a human being's kick. So the third kick I threw, he jumped up, and my foot didn't hit a body pad. It hit the buck 50. Because he jumped off the ground to try not to let it hit the pad and hit in the groin. He just laid there. And he's like, I made the jump. It's like, what? And we just left him there on the floor because we were trying not to laugh in his face.
Yep.
That's a good gift to give. Groin protection. For the guy in your life, buy him a cup. Because we've all seen America's Funniest Home Videos. A football thrown by an idiot will always find a groin. For some reason.
Yep.
And you never win the $10,000 for it.
Yes. So, for teens, I was thinking the board game Apples to Apples.
Classic. Did you say for teens?
Yes.
Why would a teenager want Apples to Apples?
It's an amazing board game. It's where you select a card from your hand that you think is best described by the card played by the judge. Say you have a card that says, say the judge has a card that says zombie. Well, he can put down something like undead, or blood, or brains, or he can be creative like Amy Winehouse or Michael Jackson.
No, because the judge always plays a noun and you always play... No, 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 they play an adjective and you play a noun.
Well, it could be either or, because I remember choosing a noun from time to time.
Okay.
Or it could... Or you might be right, so undead might have been the...
The green cards are always adjectives, and then you pick things that go with it.
Okay. And it's a really fun game. Like, I would play it with my friends for, like, hours on straight. Like, you're familiar with it, right?
Yes. I've played it many, many, many times. It's very fun. And they have lots of, like, expansion packs now. Like, you can buy alternate cards. You can buy, like, themed ones. There's, like, Bible apples to apples, Disney apple to apples. There's pretty much anything that you want. They make apples to apples. And they have the write your in your own card one, so you can make your own funny jokes. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, and it's a great game for well, mostly all, I wouldn't say all ages, it's 12 and over.
Well, they make ones for like younger kids, and they also make ones that are like for the middle grounds. They make adult ones as well.
Yes, the naughty apples to apples.
Very comical.
But it's a really fun game, and I always enjoy playing it. Now, for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe Animal's not sitting down for this one, because I think he would love this one to death.
I need to grab some water. My throat was getting parched.
Okay.
Big words.
I was looking, doing some research, and I came across this game. Beer Pogs.
Yeah.
It's a drinking game that combines, you know, one of those, like, pick a card, drink a beer, or take a shot, with the classic game of Pogs. So, you remember how to play Pogs, right? Did you ever play that as a kid? You might have been too young for that at the time.
You do realize she's not that much younger than us.
She's 21.
And?
5-year difference.
For you?
4-year difference for you.
I just turned, okay?
Me too.
I still don't want to accept that I'm 25.
Whatever. Okay, I have no idea what
Pogs... Well, basically...
Whatever the hell it is.
With the game of Pogs... we're on a never-ending quest to actually bring the game back to the masses.
Oh.
I emailed the people in the that own the company, and I'm waiting to hear back.
So, each Pog has, like, a picture on him, and you put him face down, like, in a very, really big pile.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have something called a slammer, which is really heavy.
It's and then you, plastic or metal.
Yeah. And then you basically slam it down on the Pogs. And the ones that appear face up are the ones you keep.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one with the most wins.
Uh-huh.
So here, instead of a picture, each Pog has a drinking instruction or a crazy mini game for you and your friend to do.
Oh, That sounds cute.
Yeah. This could actually be...
That sounds cute.
I just picture people drunkenly smacking everyone else with the little hammer. It sounds horrible.
This could be the gateway to actually bring back Pogs.
It's a gateway Pog.
Yes.
Drinking Pogs just lead to other Pogs.
So, Anvil, what are some cool Christmas gift ideas that people should go out and buy if they can't figure out what to get someone?
Paintball guns!
But what if they're not into paintball?
Real guns!
Which, coincidentally enough, are both sold at Walmart.
And both in 1999.
Not actual prices.
You never know.
Probably down south.
Okay, fine.
Welcome to Walmart. Here's a gun.
Do you have any Axelson injections?
Hey, Merry Christmas. Today's present is a Glock. Just what I came to get for my wife. Okay, get two. I have a son at home, too. How about a dental plan?
Lisa needs braces.
Dental plan.
Lisa needs braces.
Oh, dental plan. This is happening.
So do you have any real gift ideas?
Those are real gifts.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually buying somebody a paintball gun for Christmas.
Okay, yeah. Totally. Okay. Yeah.
What about something for little babies? Like, think of what you would want to get for your nephew.
Little paintball guns.
Okay.
Which you can spoil because I hope the guy, you don't let him listen to this show.
Yes, my nephew just pulls up a seat.
Uncle Gaga, I want to see your show now.
He's 19 months old. Actually, I got him a tow truck from Cars. What's his name?
Mater.
Mater. I got him a little Mater that talks when you push it. It says, let's go and stuff like that. Yeah. That's really cute. They have the new Rockin' Elmo that actually plays the drums, and it comes with a mini drum set, so you play with it too.
Hmm. That sounds like cute.
It's right, it's about $50. Really good price. And then they have a cookie monster. They put cookies in his
mouth. That's the one I just said.
And it counts.
Oh, fine. Okay, so...
They have two different versions.
Well, no, that's the one I was talking about.
Oh, that's the same one?
Yeah.
Because this one counts. It's like...
One cookie. Two cookies. Three cookies.
And then, if you get all the way up to 99, you're going to put 100, spits it out, and it says,
I got 99 cookies, but it spits part one.
Okay. Sangamont.
All right. I've...
Which is like the fourth different pronunciation we've done of her name today.
Sacagawea.
Wrong.
Hey, you're gold coin now.
So, what are some cool Christmas gift ideas you have?
All right, so I'm totally biased because I work at GameStop. So, bear with me. For kids, the amazing new gift that came out for Christmas is Skylanders Spyro Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
It's for PS3, 360, 3DS, and PC.
And Wii.
And Wii. Oh, God, I missed the Wii.
It's okay.
Buy your kid Batman Arkham Asylum. And Arkham City.
No, don't do that. Buy him Skylanders, because it's really cute. So, it's like,
Listen to Anvil. He is awesome.
Did I interrupt? Stop it.
She did. She had to stop herself because she did interrupt.
Alright, fine. Whatever. So, depending on whatever system you get, you get a port and you get little character tokens that you put onto it. And on the screen appears like an adventure and you have to use the little guide to battle. And all of the information for your character saves onto your little character piece. And so every time you put it on, it remembers which character it is, how leveled it is. You can take it to other friends' house, and all of the information is stored on your little guy, so you can put up your best guy versus your friend's best guy. It's really cute. The first starter pack, which gives you the port in the game and three of the guys, costs you $70. Yeah. And then after that, you can get three packs for, like, $20 or single characters for $8. So, when you first get it... a kind of hefty investment, but it's really, really fun, and it will take them a while, and they'll get to play with their friends, and it's cool.
Plus, I reckon they'll come out with new characters and everything, so...
Yeah, there's, like, at least 20, if not 30 characters out right now, and they're still making them, so definitely gonna be around for a while.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And after Skylanders, for, like, a little older, 3DS, still awesome. They just released a couple new bundles. It now comes in different colors. There's the new red one, that comes in a bundle with the Super Mario Bros. No, not the Super Mario Bros. The new Super Mario Land 3D.
Yep.
Which is awesome and super fun.
I hear it's like one of the best Mario games ever made.
It's really cool because if you switch it to the... You can like kind of see how it's still the same side-scrolling Mario, but now you get to see it from all the different angles. And you're like, oh my god, I never realized Mario has so much in front of him. It's crazy. It's really fun.
Right.
It's still infuriating. Like Mario be like, oh no, I accidentally fell down that crazy hole. Or like this mushroom just killed me and I'm dead.
Now I'm the mini Mario again.
What?
Now I'm the mini Mario again. I gotta start all over.
Yeah. And also they have the Legend of Zelda bundle that you can get, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also have the black 3DS with a special limited edition Zelda design. It's like the Triforce and everything. And then there's a pink one for the girls that comes with the 3D Nintendogs and kittens. It's adorable. You get to play with little 3D dogs and cats that run around your room via the camera.
Perfect for those who are allergic to them.
Yeah. So, and all of the bundles are $200, so you end up saving money when you buy them together, so it's not that bad. And it's awesome, so good news.
Yes.
And then for the Teen Riot, I also have a card-based game. It's called Cards Against Humanity. It's like it's kind of like apples to apples, except more open-ended, and it's hilarious because you can make your own for free, and you can customize them, because on the website, they like to offer them for free. You can download a PDF to make your own cards. You have black cards and white cards, or you can order a set, which is like $25, so it's still really cheap.
Yeah.
And then you can customize those as well, and it's basically like this blank did this to this blank, and you can put down cards like Batman and like elderly women. It's really funny.
Batman ran over elderly
women. Yeah.
He would.
I know. So.
Move over, Grandma.
I'm running dirty. She hating.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. I'll give you a second.
Other than those, I would say anything from the Think Geek site, because that's where I did all of my Christmas shopping this year, and it was super fun. They have the craziest gifts, and all of them pretty good prices for how clever and funny they are.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, my theme this year was like novelty ice cube trays. I got like so many of those. They're like gun and bullet shaped. They're so cool.
Out of curiosity, did they have the ones that were shaped like the ones that were at the store that we went to?
No. No, they do not. They're for nerds, not perverts. They had a sweet R2-D2 one.
I've seen those.
Yeah, the bullet ones are really cool. Nice. And they fit really well in water bottles.
How much are those?
They're $8 for a tray. And it's like the silicone tray, so they pop out really well, too.
Oh, cool.
I think I need to get some of those.
I know, right? They're awesome. And then also, as a free gift when I order, I got these really cool things where they make shot glasses out of the frozen, so they're really cold shots.
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
Those are actually amazing.
I kind of want that, too.
Yeah, right?
I need to get the shot glasses, like I need to get bullets. Thank you.
No problem.
Cetramon.
Cetramon. I'm with Digimon again.
You gotta change your name, I think.
No!
No. It's stuck already.
I'm gonna call you Sacagawea.
You will not.
All right, let's move on.
So yeah, those are our gifts.
Sacagawea.
Hope they inspire you to be the coolest gift giver this season.
Yes.
And if you do have any questions and you are trying to buy a paintball gun for a loved one, and you have any questions, feel free to email me at anvil@bostonbasketball.com. I've been paintballing for like 12 years now, so I can surely help you.
Okay.
Figure, you know, I know something about it, might as well, you know.
Yeah.
Give him the chance.
It's very nice of you.
Thank you. I love
holiday spirit,
ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, you say I'm now Hollywood spirit.
So.
Gonna do the fish shake.
Our final topic on the list is the perfect carol mix. Like, what are, like, some songs that deserve to be in everybody's holiday playlist?
Yes.
Finding it. Oh, look, Anvil's actually enthusiastic about this one.
Oh, my God.
The Larry the Cable Guy Christmas CD.
But specifically, which songs? Because you can't have a whole album in a playlist.
Yes, you can.
I mean, you can if it's a really long
some of them are only, like, 10-seconds long. Come on. There's some are, like, 10 seconds. But then, you know, they have, like, stories like Bejesus of Hepsula. It's hilarious. He tells the story of Bejesus. You know, Silent Fart. You know, that's a good one. Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie the Retard. Come, Ye Little Immigrants. Everybody can understand that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a really good one. I love it. Yes. I played all year round. There's nothing wrong with it. My nephew, he is very confused by the CD. And he'll look at me and say, Mater? It's like, no, Mater.
Mater.
Okay, it's Mater. Mm-hmm. And then he'll run away laughing. Because he doesn't understand at 19 months old that, you know, he understands the voice is of the character of Mater, doesn't understand it's a real human being.
Yep.
That us adults find absolutely hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
He just thinks he's a tow truck that talks.
Yeah.
If I ever walked him up to Larry the Cable Guy and, you know, introduced him and then he talked, he'd be like,
Mater.
And, like, give that evil look. Because he met Santa Claus for the first time the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, 10 minutes later, we're at another store, and there's another Santa Claus that looked nothing like the other one. And I'm like, look, it's Santa.
Not Santa.
And he's like staring at Santa. Santa's waving. He's like, I'm like, I know he's 19 months old, but it's the cutest thing because he is a very intelligent child. And he kind of, you know, can tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, he thinks that first Santa Claus is a real Santa Claus. Everybody else is an imposter. So if there was a real Santa and he came down the chimney, he'd probably wake up.
Not Santa.
And the way he says it, like, he gets that evil sounding voice. He can walk around, some. Because when he wants something, he'll look at you and say, some. When he's mad, he's like,
no.
It's like, and everybody yells at me, because, you know.
So he sounds like the monkey from Rise of the Planet of the Apes. No!
Yes. Earlier, all right, this is the cutest thing. I'm not going to, you know, come off the thing too much. But this is also a good gift idea. The little ride-on police car and fire truck. You ride on, you can either push them or they can use their feet. When they push buttons, it makes, like, siren sounds. My nephew loves it. I went to pick him up earlier, and he's playing with it. He reaches out and grabs on the thing and holds on for dear life. And I'm carrying him. I'm like, do you have to carry the toy?
Yes.
Do you want some Pop-Tarts?
Yes.
Put down the toy. Tink, tink. No Pop-Tarts. You want some cereal?
Yes.
And he's the smartest child ever, because you give him Captain Crunch with berries, he will sit there and pick out every single berry and eat it and just leave the Captain Crunch in the bowl. And if you try to put a Captain, like a Crunch into his mouth, he'll sit there and spit it right out. And he can have like 4 berries in his mouth. I love this kid. I know this is a Christmas edition, not, you know, edition of my nephew, but my nephew.
So about awesome. Those Christmas songs.
Yeah.
So. Send your mom.
I have 2 songs to contribute to the playlist. The first is Lady Gaga's Christmas Tree song.
Lady Gaga's Me Topless.
No.
Now, doesn't she have a Christmas EP coming out?
Quite possibly.
I believe she does.
She could be doing a follow-up to Christmas Tree, which I'd be totally all about. even if not, this one, every year since it comes out, it came out, it's all I can listen to. It's hilarious. That's a nice counterbalance, though. If you want to be more, like, epically hardcore, you can listen to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Christmas Eve, Xeravia, whatever. The one that's the Carol of the Bells.
Right.
It's amazing. It's, like, you're like, oh, Carol of the Bells. Like, do-do-do-do. No, this one's like, ba-do-do-do. It's awesome.
Yep, look right here. A Lady Gaga holiday.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that adorable? Well, apparently now Lady Gaga has a whole 4-track holiday album. So
EP.
EP, whatever. Go put that on your playlist. It'll be awesome.
Okay.
She hasn't even heard it.
I don't even care. It's Lady Gaga.
Okay, so first song on my list is one called A Christmas Duel by The Hives and Cyndi Lauper. First off, this is not a kid's Christmas song.
I sure hope not. Well,
neither was mine.
Well, once you mention Cyndi Lauper, you already know it's not. Well, obviously mine's not, but you don't want a kid listening to...
Don't let your kids listen to any of these songs we've told you.
Unless it's my nephew, because he's a G.
In this song, Howling Pale from the Hives and Cyndi Lauper go back and forth about all the bad things they did to each other. And I gotta say, after listing what they do, Cindy's the worst out of the two. Because all Howling Pale does is sleep with Cindy's sister and then marry Cyndi under false pretenses. Whereas Cyndi Lauper sleeps with Peele's brother and mother.
Steals the dad's car.
Steals the dad's car.
Whoa, whoa, wait, wait. She didn't sleep with the mother. She went down on the mother.
She sets his record collection on fire.
I think that's the worst right there.
Nope. And she also hired a hitman to kill Peele right after she changed the will so it's in her favor.
No, I still think burning your record collection is worse.
But it's one of those songs where at the end, it's like the holiday season brings out the good within each other. And that the true spirit of love and caring is all that matters. As much as possibly can in a song like this. The second song I had on my list was... It's a little bit of a classic. Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano.
Jose Feliciano's on your list?
Yes.
Feliz Navidad. Do-do-do-do-do.
It is the most simplistic Christmas song out there.
It took me forever to realize that there's actually other lyrics in that song other than...
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas on the
bottom of my heart. I am actually no longer allowed to sing that song because I offend too many Spanish people.
But I remember first hearing this song on one of my first Christmas specials, Christmas Eve on Sesame Street, where this little girl is trying to teach Big Bird how to skate.
Well, you know the song, how
yes.
it goes, right?
Right.
You know the chorus?
Yes.
I used to yell that for that chorus. Because, unfortunately, you know how it goes.
Yes.
Apparently there's no word of nacho in there. But it is nacho in the way be done. I wanna wish.
Espresso, hop, banana, see that.
Yeah, it's not that either. Mm-hmm. That's the sad part. Nobody can get it right. But apparently they get offended if you throw the word nacho in there.
Okay.
Yes.
Now my final song, it's also Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nice.
But it's a different one. A Mad Russian's Christmas. It's like an all-out rock medley of the Nutcracker.
That's pretty awesome.
Because, let's face it, as you would probably agree, you cannot have Christmas without the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
No, not
wow,
a
chance. You had to wear the t-shirt, didn't you?
Yes. It is like one of the most dumbest t-shirts, but it's just... so awesome at the same time.
Is it Jesus?
I think it's Nostradamus, because it's got, like, the Epiphany book right there.
Oh,
God.
Oh, I was going to say it was Santa.
There's, like, the helicopter on fire.
I think it's on the road.
Santa?
It's Santa Christ.
Nostra Santa Christ. Yes, I know him well.
Yes.
Good friend of mine. Nostra Santa Christ.
We had coffee the other day. He had tea. Mm.
But anyway, those are some of my favorite Christmas choices out there, or Christmas songs out there. Now, there was one thing I wanted to bring up during the whole Christmas gift idea, and it's like the worst Christmas gift idea I have ever seen in my life.
Fruit Loaf, or whatever the hell it is.
And it's worse than the Snuggie.
What are you talking about? I love Snuggies.
Have you seen the new PJ ones?
No, I have
a Snuggie. Is that a hood?
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Dude, I have a Snuggie with a hood.
No. This is a full body.
It's Hello Kitty.
You climb
into this. Well, that's why it's okay.
But you climb into this, right? Uh-huh. And you zip it up, and it's got a hood, and it cuts off at the leg. But it has a zipper on the front, and you can undo the butt.
It's called the Forever Lazy.
But I don't know why they keep on showing people at sporting events with these. I'm an athlete. If anybody ever showed up to one of my sporting events with this...
An adult that has horrible hissy fits, this is the perfect gift to give them.
It's a footy pajama with a hood.
No, there's no footies to it.
No. There are footies to it.
It's
footless and then you receive matching foot
yeah.
feet.
But now if they were footy pajamas, then they'd be awesome.
All right, so
with a cool butt flap?
They're footless pajamas
yeah.
with
cool.
matching feet, which is just... and a hood.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah.
So you sitting there walking around? You mean you're racist? No, I'm just chilling on my snuggles.
But yeah, I don't think your Snuggie counts because it's not an official Snuggie. It's a Hello Kitty hooded blanket.
With Hello Kitty ears on the hood, by the way.
That's what he meant.
Yeah, it's adorable. It's amazing. There's probably pictures.
There is a picture of her.
No, I don't think I want to see this.
You do. You kind of do.
I kind of do.
If I can find it.
Profile picture.
Is it?
No.
No, but it's not in a profile picture.
It's cool. We don't need to do this right now.
Yes, we do.
You can't listen to the... Oh, that's it right there.
There it is.
You look like that Van Gogh painting.
The yeah. Scream.
That's it, the Scream.
That's me when I wear that Snuggie.
Alright, so what do we have left on our agenda?
That's actually it.
Well, I do have sports.
It's not on the agenda.
Well, I have sports.
You've only got 5 minutes left.
Good. I have sports. Stop talking. Thank you.
Fine.
I have two things in sports today. First, I would like to wish a friend of mine, who actually, by the time this comes out, the fight will be over, considering he goes on in about 2 minutes. Dustin the Beast Nice, he's fighting on tonight's UFC. He was a contender on the Ultimate Fighter reality show. You know, I've talked to him a few times on Facebook and stuff during the, this experience. It's kind of cool. So I want to wish him luck as he goes through with this fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to throw a quick shout-out and congrats to my boy, Notorious Nick Newell, who fought in Florida last night. Went 6-0 with a very convincing first-round win. Just like the rest of his fight, he submitted the, his opponent by heel hook. And he's a very inspirational fighter. And for those that don't know about Notorious Nick Newell, he was actually born with missing part of his left arm, just below the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And he never let it, you know, get him down. If you get a chance, watch the fight. And we'll actually go to HDNet. You might be able to still find the interview that they did. If not, I'll try to get it up on our page. Because it's actually the reason why he does what he does and why he was where he was last night.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it did take the passing of one of his best friends to get him there.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, sad, you know. The MMA world lost a great fighter, and the world lost a great person. So, you know, congrats to Nick. Show the world who you are, and hopefully Dana White smartens up and offers you a contract.
I agree.
See? I told you I could do sports in 5 minutes.
Okay. So, that about wraps up the Boston Bastard Brigade's Christmas vacation. Remember, visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. You can reach us at TheBastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com if you want to ask us a question, suggest anything for us to talk about, if you got any comments. You can friend us on Facebook, well, like us on Facebook, and you can join our Facebook group, so long as you're not a troll.
But trolls are cute.
Okay, Anvil, you're a bridge version of what you do.
Check out our friends at Electric Sisterhood. Also, check out Geek Aggro, The Vagabonds, Gamer Reaction, Structured Gaming, which actually went up officially yesterday. Mm-hmm. Great job to those guys over there. Rich Oak Photography, our friends over at Get Punch. Go show them some love if you're in local events. Get out there. Also, Cage Titans Fighting Championship. Check them out at cagetitansfc.com. Their next event's January 28th in Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
Also, GFL Fight Maine, the Global Fight League out of Maine, on January 13th out of the Portland Expo Center in Portland, Maine. Come check it out. I'll be there along with Blue. Show some love to Team Prodelsa Ray on Facebook. I know I'm forgetting a few things. I apologize to anybody I'm forgetting. I gotta start writing all this down because they gave me like 9 trillion things I gotta go over.
Really? Sorry for distracting that.
It's okay.
I like to note Cindy my record. Is that because, you know, my things in the records were more important?
Yep.
Is that you as Lady Gaga?
No, it's just Lady Gaga.
I think he wants it to be you as Lady Gaga.
No, because I wouldn't want to see her in a meat dress. That's just creepy.
Dude, she wore it to that meat dress.
She did.
Yes.
I wouldn't want you to wear it.
And the meat bikini, that was pretty cool too.
That was kind of sexy.
Yeah.
I want to jerky hair.
Hey.
Ching, ching.
So
next week is going to be the No Borders No Race Holiday Spectacular, which is going to be our special music episode. You know, we're going to have some great tracks from the likes of Amy Lee. Yes.
Larry the Cable Guy!
Nope, no Larry the Cable Guy.
Why not? That's just discriminatory.
Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Still being discriminatory.
Brian Setzer Orchestra.
As he ignores me because he's being discriminatory.
Spence Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
Shonen Knife.
Discrimination.
Sting. White Stripes. And more.
And Larry the Cable Guy.
No Larry.
No Larry.
Discrimination.
Because I don't own any album.
I have the whole CD.
And then 2 weeks,
actually,
we're going
to... Actually, I own two of them.
And then
I need three of them.
Okay, and in 2 weeks, we're going to start our two-part of Best of 2011 show. We're trying to get a few sites to join us for this one. And we're going to talk about the best in movies, music, video games, and sports.
And me. The best of me.
Oh, man, that means we get to talk about Batman again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Can I wear my Batman suit to the show?
Can I wear my Poison Ivy one?
You can wear your Poison Ivy one.
Or my Catwoman one if I finish.
Catwoman.
Yes.
We have to whip upstairs.
I'll give you the whip for it.
There's no pictures. Silly recording people.
Actually, if Blue's here, we can record it.
Yep.
Wait and see.
Yes.
All right, let's cut this.
All right, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Say your mom. I'm just going to change it every single time I say it.
Anvil.
Saying happy holidays, bitches.
Whoa. Why do we want to have happy holidays? You do realize that around the holidays, people are more depressed because of money issues.
Yeah, let's hope they're happy so they don't kill themselves so we still have listeners.
Excuse me, that's why you kill other people who aren't listening.
Oh, have it all figured out.
Yeah, kind of good.
All right, we're done here.
I found out long ago. Oh, it's a long way down that holiday road. Down that holiday road. Oh.